The Myth of Sisyphus by Albert Camus. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Myth of Sisyphus is a philosophical essay by Albert Camus, published in 1942. It comprises about 120 pages of text and ideas that focus on the classic myth of Sisyphus, a figure of Greek mythology who was condemned to an eternity of rolling a boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down again. Camus uses this myth to explore the absurdity of human existence and to illustrate his philosophy of the absurd. He argues that life is essentially meaningless and that the only way to find meaning is to accept the absurd and embrace it. He also argues that suicide is not the answer, as it is a form of escape from the absurd. Instead, he suggests that we should accept the absurd and live life to the fullest. The essay begins with an introduction to the myth of Sisyphus, which Camus uses as a metaphor for the human condition. He argues that Sisyphus is a symbol of the absurd, as his task is meaningless and futile. He then goes on to discuss the idea of the absurd, which he defines as the conflict between the human need for meaning and the lack of meaning in the universe. He argues that the only way to find meaning is to accept the absurd and embrace it. He also argues that suicide is not the answer, as it is a form of escape from the absurd. Camus then goes on to discuss the idea of rebellion, which he argues is the only way to find meaning in life. He argues that rebellion is a form of revolt against the absurd, and that it is the only way to find meaning in life. He also argues that rebellion is not a form of suicide, as it is a form of acceptance of the absurd. He then goes on to discuss the idea of hope, which he argues is essential for living a meaningful life. He argues that hope is a form of rebellion against the absurd, and that it is the only way to find meaning in life. The essay ends with a discussion of the idea of happiness, which Camus argues is the only way to find meaning in life. He argues that happiness is a form of acceptance of the absurd, and that it is the only way to find meaning in life. He also argues that happiness is not a form of escape from the absurd, as it is a form of acceptance of the absurd. He concludes by arguing that the only way to find meaning in life is to accept the absurd and embrace it. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The absurd, the idea that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that life is absurd and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd is a philosophical concept developed by Albert Camus in his book The Myth of Sisyphus. Camus argues that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is absurd because it is filled with contradictions and irrationality, and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. He argues that humans must embrace the absurd and find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must find a way to live with the absurd, and that this is the only way to find true happiness and fulfillment. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurd and find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true meaning in life. Main idea number 2. The Myth of Sisyphus, the story of Sisyphus, a man condemned to an eternity of rolling a boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down again. Summary: Camus uses the myth of Sisyphus to illustrate the absurdity of life and how humans must accept this and still find a way to live with it. The Myth of Sisyphus is a story of a man condemned to an eternity of rolling a boulder up a hill, only to have it roll back down again. Camus uses this myth to illustrate the absurdity of life and how humans must accept this and still find a way to live with it. He argues that life is meaningless and that humans must accept this and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must create their own meaning and purpose in life, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He also argues that humans must embrace the struggle of life, and that this is the only way to find true fulfillment. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true joy and satisfaction. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must create their own meaning and purpose in life, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He also argues that humans must embrace the struggle of life, and that this is the only way to find true fulfillment. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true joy and satisfaction. He believes that humans must accept the inevitability of death and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true peace and contentment. The myth of Sisyphus is a powerful story that illustrates the absurdity of life and how humans must accept this and still find a way to live with it. Camus argues that humans must create their own meaning and purpose in life, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He also argues that humans must embrace the struggle of life, and that this is the only way to find true fulfillment. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true joy and satisfaction. He believes that humans must accept the inevitability of death and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true peace and contentment. Main idea number 3. The absurd man, the idea of the absurd man, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus introduces the idea of the absurd man, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus introduces the idea of the absurd man, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. This is a man who is able to recognize the lack of meaning in life, yet still find a way to live with it. He is able to accept the fact that life is absurd and that there is no ultimate meaning or purpose to it. He is able to find joy and contentment in the small moments of life, despite the lack of a greater purpose. He is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to make the most of it. The absurd man is able to recognize the futility of life, yet still find a way to live with it. He is able to accept the fact that life is absurd and that there is no ultimate meaning or purpose to it. He is able to find joy and contentment in the small moments of life, despite the lack of a greater purpose. He is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to make the most of it. He is able to find a way to be happy and content, despite the lack of a greater purpose or meaning. The absurd man is able to recognize the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He is able to accept the fact that life is absurd and that there is no ultimate meaning or purpose to it. He is able to find joy and contentment in the small moments of life, despite the lack of a greater purpose. He is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to make the most of it. He is able to find a way to be happy and content, despite the lack of a greater purpose or meaning. Main idea number 4. The absurd condition, the idea that humans are in an absurd condition, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans are in an absurd condition, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus argues that humans are in an absurd condition, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must come to terms with this fact in order to live a meaningful life. He uses the example of Sisyphus, a figure from Greek mythology who was condemned to an eternity of rolling a boulder up a hill only to have it roll back down again, to illustrate the absurdity of life. Camus argues that, like Sisyphus, humans must accept the futility of their efforts and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must embrace the absurd and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a meaning that does not exist. By doing so, humans can find a way to live a meaningful life despite the lack of meaning in life itself. Main idea number 5. The absurd struggle, the idea that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is inherently meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Camus argues that humans must create their own meaning and purpose in life, despite the lack of an ultimate meaning or purpose. He believes that humans must embrace the struggle of life and find a way to make it meaningful. He suggests that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by creating their own values and goals, and by striving to make the world a better place. Camus believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live a meaningful life. Main idea number 6. The absurd hero, the idea of the absurd hero, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus introduces the idea of the absurd hero, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus introduces the idea of the absurd hero, who is able to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to recognize the lack of meaning in life, yet still find a way to live with it. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to find a way to live with the absurdity of life, and to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless, and yet still find a way to live with it. This hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd hero is able to find a way to make life meaningful, despite the lack of meaning, and to find a way to live with the absurdity of life. The absurd hero is able to. Main idea number 7. The absurd choice, the idea that humans must make a choice between accepting the absurdity of life and still finding a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must make a choice between accepting the absurdity of life and still finding a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd choice, as described by Albert Camus in his book The Myth of Sisyphus, is the idea that humans must make a choice between accepting the absurdity of life and still finding a way to live with it. Camus argues that life is inherently absurd, and that humans must come to terms with this fact in order to live a meaningful life. He suggests that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that this is the only way to find true happiness and fulfillment in life. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and use it as a source of strength and motivation to live a meaningful life. By accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and still find joy and fulfillment in life. Camus believes that humans must make a conscious choice to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He argues that humans must be willing to accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. He suggests that humans must be willing to embrace the absurdity of life and use it as a source of strength and motivation to live a meaningful life. He believes that by accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and still find joy and fulfillment in life. The absurd choice is an important concept in Camus' philosophy. He believes that humans must make a conscious choice to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. By accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and still find joy and fulfillment in life. This is the only way to find true happiness and fulfillment in life. Main idea number 8. The absurd life, the idea that humans must live an absurd life, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must live an absurd life, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus argues that humans must live an absurd life, where they must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. He argues that humans must find a way to make sense of their lives despite the lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to live a meaningful life. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by creating their own meaning and purpose, and by embracing the absurdity of life. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by embracing the absurdity of life and by creating their own meaning and purpose. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus argues that humans must find a way to make sense of their lives despite the lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to live a meaningful life. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by creating their own meaning and purpose, and by embracing the absurdity of life. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by embracing the absurdity of life and by creating their own meaning and purpose. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and find a way to make their lives meaningful. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of their lives despite the lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to live a meaningful life. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful by creating their own meaning and purpose, and by embracing the absurdity of life. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Main idea number 9. The absurd moment, the idea that humans must seize the moment and accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must seize the moment and accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. The absurd moment is an idea proposed by Albert Camus in his book The Myth of Sisyphus. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must seize the moment and embrace the absurdity of life, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must seize the moment and embrace the absurdity of life, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must seize the moment and embrace the absurdity of life, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must seize the moment and embrace the absurdity of life, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. In conclusion, Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must seize the moment and embrace the absurdity of life, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. Main idea number 10. The absurd rebellion, the idea that humans must rebel against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must rebel against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must rebel against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is inherently meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Camus suggests that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and use it as a source of strength and resilience. He argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and use it as a source of motivation to create meaning and purpose in their lives. He believes that humans must rebel against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and use it as a source of strength and resilience, and that by doing so, they can create meaning and purpose in their lives. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and use it as a source of motivation to create meaning and purpose in their lives, and that by doing so, they can find a way to live with it. Main idea number 11. The absurd fate, the idea that humans must accept their fate and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must accept their fate and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must accept their fate and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He calls this idea the absurd fate, and it is based on the idea that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact. Camus believes that humans must still find a way to live with this lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make the most of it, despite the lack of ultimate meaning. He believes that by accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and still find joy in the small moments of life. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurd fate and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make the most of it, despite the lack of ultimate meaning. He argues that humans must accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless and still find a way to live with it. He believes that by accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and still find joy in the small moments of life. He believes that by accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to make the most of it and still find happiness in the small moments of life. Main idea number 12. The absurd meaning, the idea that humans must find meaning in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must find meaning in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus argues that humans must find meaning in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is inherently meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. He argues that humans must create their own meaning and purpose in life, despite the lack of inherent meaning. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of the world and their place in it, and that this is the only way to find true happiness and fulfillment. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, in order to find true meaning and purpose in life. Main idea number 13. The absurd hope, the idea that humans must hope for something better and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must hope for something better and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must embrace the absurd and still find a way to live with it. He suggests that humans must hope for something better, even though there is no ultimate meaning or purpose to life. Camus believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He argues that humans must embrace the absurd and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He suggests that humans must have an absurd hope, a hope that is not based on any logical or rational foundation, but rather on a belief that something better is possible. This hope is not based on any tangible evidence, but rather on a belief that something better is possible. This hope is the only thing that can keep humans going in the face of the absurd. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He suggests that humans must have an absurd hope, a hope that is not based on any logical or rational foundation, but rather on a belief that something better is possible. This hope is the only thing that can keep humans going in the face of the absurd. He believes that humans must embrace the absurd and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. This hope is not based on any tangible evidence, but rather on a belief that something better is possible. This hope is the only thing that can keep humans going in the face of the absurd and give them the courage to continue living. Main idea number 14. The absurd joy, the idea that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He suggests that life is absurd, and that humans must accept this and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life, and that this joy is the only way to make life bearable. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true joy. He suggests that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life, and that this joy is the only way to make life meaningful. Camus argues that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true joy. He suggests that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life, and that this joy is the only way to make life bearable. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to find true happiness. He believes that humans must find joy in the absurdity of life, and that this joy is the only way to make life meaningful. This idea of finding joy in the absurdity of life is what Camus calls the absurd joy. Main idea number 15. The absurd courage, the idea that humans must have courage to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must have courage to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus argues that humans must have courage to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is ultimately meaningless, and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. This is what he calls the absurd courage, the courage to accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Camus believes that this courage is essential for humans to be able to live meaningful lives, despite the lack of meaning in life itself. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and use it as a source of strength and courage to live life to the fullest. By accepting the absurdity of life, humans can find a way to live with it and make the most of their lives. Main idea number 16. The absurd freedom, the idea that humans must find freedom in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must find freedom in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must find freedom in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is ultimately meaningless, and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Camus argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find meaning in it. He believes that humans must accept the fact that life is ultimately meaningless and still find a way to live with it. He suggests that humans must find freedom in the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, in order to find true freedom. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, in order to find true freedom and happiness. Main idea number 17. The absurd passion, the idea that humans must have passion for life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must have passion for life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must have passion for life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He calls this the absurd passion, which is the idea that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. Camus believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Camus believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Camus argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Camus believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He argues that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He believes that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Camus argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Camus argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. In conclusion, Camus argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to live with it, rather than trying to find a way to escape it. He argues that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. He calls this the absurd passion, which is the idea that humans must accept the lack of meaning in life and still find a way to live with it. Main idea number 18. The absurd struggle, the idea that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must struggle against the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is inherently meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Camus argues that humans must find a way to make sense of life despite its lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to truly live. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, even if it is only through the struggle itself. He argues that this struggle is the only way to truly live, and that it is the only way to find meaning in life. Camus believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, and that this is the only way to truly live. Main idea number 19. The absurd acceptance, the idea that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. In his book The Myth of Sisyphus, Albert Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He states that life is inherently meaningless and that humans must come to terms with this fact. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He argues that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Camus argues that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it. He believes that humans must embrace the absurdity of life and find a way to make it meaningful, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. He believes that humans must find a way to make sense of life and create their own meaning, even if it is ultimately futile. He believes that humans must accept the absurdity of life and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning, and that this is the only way to truly live a meaningful life. Main idea number 20. The absurd meaninglessness, the idea that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. Summary: Camus argues that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it, despite the lack of meaning. Albert Camus argues that life is ultimately meaningless and that humans must accept this fact and still find a way to live with it. He believes that life is absurd, and that humans must come to terms with this fact and still find a way to live with it. He argues that life is a struggle, and that humans must find a way to make sense of it despite its lack of meaning. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of kindness and compassion. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of kindness and compassion. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of courage and resilience. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of hope and faith. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of love and understanding. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of joy and celebration. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of creativity and imagination. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of self-reflection and contemplation. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of gratitude and appreciation. He believes that humans must find a way to make their lives meaningful, even if it is only through small acts of kindness and compassion.